This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Taliban fighters are patrolling the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan on Monday as the capital's international airport is frenetic with thousands of Afghans looking for a way out. The Associated Press is sourcing senior U.S. military officials saying seven people are dead from the chaos at the airport. That includes some who fell from a departing American military transport jet. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to publicly discuss ongoing operations. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor is blaming the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan on the nation's own military. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Jake Sullivan says while the U.S. invested billions of dollars in equipping and training the Afghans, it could not give them the will, and they ultimately decided they would not fight for Kabul. On ABC and NBC this morning, Sullivan says the president stands by his decision to pull out U.S. troops, but Republicans are blasting the commander-in-chief, though most have not pushed him to keep forces there. It's unclear if the president will speak publicly about Afghanistan. He remains at Camp David, but is expected to return to the White House if he decides to deliver an address. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations urged the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint in order to protect lives in a statement from the Secretary General on Sunday night. The death toll in Haiti from a magnitude 7.2 earthquake is soaring. Authorities on Sunday raised the casualty toll to at least 1,297 and 5,700 injured. Thousands more are displaced from their destroyed or damaged homes. This is VOA News. The Delta strain of the coronavirus is driving up the COVID caseload in the U.S. 700% from the beginning of July. That's approximately 129,000 new infections a day. Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, told this to the television show Fox News Sunday. Collins said the caseload could jump to as many as 200,000 a day, rivaling the worst days of the COVID outbreak in January and February. Collins also said people who have not yet been vaccinated are sitting ducks and urged them to get the vaccine as the highly contagious Delta variant sweeps across the country. Australia has procured 1 million Pfizer vaccine doses from Poland. More than half of the vaccines are slated for 20 to 39-year-olds in New South Wales and 12 local government areas that have had COVID outbreaks. The rest of the vaccines will be distributed on a per capita basis to other states and territories, according to the government. Zambian President Edgar Lungu conceded defeat on Monday. His concession comes after a landslide election win by opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema. Hichilema will face the challenge of reviving an economy in turmoil. The election marked the country's third peaceful handover of power to an opposition party. When the celebrations died down, Hichilema, a former CEO at an accounting firm before entering politics, will need to focus on resuscitating a flagging economy. A Russian court imposed 18 months of freedom of movement restrictions on jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's spokesperson, Kira Yarmish. The restrictions come after finding her guilty of breaching COVID-19 safety rules, according to her Twitter account. Russia has cracked down on the opposition before a parliamentary election next month, and many of Navalny's most prominent allies have left Russia or face prosecution. The court banned Yarmish from leaving her home at night, taking part in rallies, and changing her home address without first notifying prison authorities, according to the TASS news agency. Yarmish was found guilty of breaching COVID-19 safety rules over what police said was an illegal protest in support of Navalny last winter. She has said the charge was politically motivated. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Sunday called an early election for September 20th, saying he needed a new mandate to ensure voters approved of his Liberal government's plan to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. We have more stories on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.